I had a lot of work to do. I've been busy around the yard and everything, working outside, working inside. I just put up for a little while and then I went to bed.
Yeah. How's your family doing, Ed? How's the family?
Oh, okay. They're doing fine. Everything's all right. How's everything you do?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. A-okay on this end, Ed.
But all that rain and everything, you're coming through good tonight. I don't know how much be the rain. You're coming through a little better. I'm a little more solid than before.
Yeah, a little more solid. Well, that's the way it works. You know, the rain is like a big wire, I think.
Thousand miles down, maybe you get out, right?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah, somebody's shouting you there. We'll let you get back to the good buddy out there giving you the shout. Pick it up, check.
Yeah, who is that?
I'm out of E.B. at the base. I'm out of E.B. out there. I'm out of E.B. I'm out of E.B.
Yeah, right back there.
Because I thought my plus two here wasn't working.
Because
maybe I thought, you know, it didn't get enough 40, so I had to ask you.
Yeah, we still got plenty yet.
Yeah, we got the... Now, what's the plus two over here say? It says it's on a one. I got it on a one.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, I got a high output stage, you know, with an amplifier inside, you know, so...
Oh, yeah.
Check.
Goosed up the rig.
Yeah. I did the range boost inside the set and put it all the way up. And then, I messed around with that thing inside.
Yeah, well, you covered through all that hash out there. Very good.
Okay,
and then you got a solid cut.
Yeah, how about it, Ed?
Do
you still
copy us? Yeah, still copy us. Same way, you're still the same.
Yeah, I got a mic on this rig. It's a dynamic handheld mic. What do you think of them?
I think it's a good mic, I think. Yeah, I
dynamic.
Oh, check. Yeah, this the dynamic mic, so... they'll beat out any other mic I heard. Check?
Yeah, I think so.
I got them taped.
Got a different tone to them. I don't know. Somehow they're more stable than the others.
Yeah, they're more stable and everything. Yeah. Check. Yeah. Oh, boy. I just dropped a roll of masking tape on the floor.
I gotta tape something up on the wall over here.
Check. Yeah. I gotta put you down my logbook. I gotta make a little record of you.
Yeah, I heard you got a tape recorder there.
Yeah, I got a tape recorder here. I got a stereo and everything else here.
Yeah, check. I heard it the other night when I put it on for a little while. I heard you play it.
Yeah. Some kids try to give me a hard time. They give me a hard time. They say my friends' last names and everything.
Check.
Man, what could you do, though? You want to get on more often, Ed. A lot of guys have been asking for you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I didn't hear nobody shout me. I had it on, maybe for about an hour during the night, but I didn't hear nobody shout.
Yeah, the old ruptured meatball up in Mahwa. The old rupture meatball has been asking for you practically every day. 10-4?
At 10-4, I haven't heard him on. I was down on the lower channels before when I went on. I didn't come.
weather, how does this weather get to you, Ed?
Well, I don't mind the weather, you know, as long as it's...
Oh, good, Ed, good!
We need the rain and everything. I think it's a good thing right now, instead of Easter time. Actually, every year it's been raining.
I'm coming right over?
Yeah.
Your clothes all wet.
Tape.
So off the...
Yeah, 10-4, Ed. Yeah, what are you going to do over Easter vacation?
Oh, take it easy, I guess.
Hey, Ed. Ed.
Yeah.
Do you still smoke?
Once in a while.
Yeah. Cause my friend told me you were smoking and it relaxes you.
Yeah, there's somebody in the background now. I don't know. You hear somebody in the background?
Yeah, I hear it's way out there. But I mean, you got the better receiver, so. I mean, 0.5 to 0.8, that's, you know, it's better. So, you know, I won't hear as much as you, you know? And since you're up on the hill more. Yeah, my friend Jellyfish Pat told me that.
I don't think we're finding nobody. I just hesitated for a while. I don't see the needle move, so I think there's nobody around my end there.
Yes. No, my birthday is going to be in a couple weeks, April 21st, then. I'm going to sing happy birthday, huh?
Yeah, when the 21st comes, we'll sing happy birthday.
Yeah, all my friends are going to sing happy birthday. Even Robert Pinchak.
Yeah, good old Bobby. Yeah. Now my birthday don't come for about a month after this. A little more than a month. And everybody stay off the roads. Yeah. My throat's getting kind of dry. I need a drink.
A radio check. How's my radio?
Yeah, ED out there. We haven't heard of him there in a while. Jeez.
The fella's on 19 that you gave the plate to. He's on 19. He's blasting you.
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, Rick, ED should be really copying him really good because he's got better receiving there. That's why he'll receive better.
I know. Yeah, I guess some 5 microvolt single conversions will beat out these double conversion, these cheap 0.3 microvolt sensitivity things. I can't hear a word out of this thing. I could barely copy the locals.
Kid, I got 0.8 and I can just about hear a noise level.
Woo!
Except for Ed and you. And that other guy in 19.
I don't know. Ed hits me about the highest on the meter of anybody. He, you know, he must have a little more power behind him.
Did he even go over me?
Oh, yes. Certainly. Check.
Holy. I tell you, man, those couriers are good set. We go
to make them. I'm sure they still make them, but I don't know whether they're troops or not. And they changed a little bit on them, so I don't know.
Don't worry, Ed. That one tube transceiver you got there is really putting out.
Well, when it starts, it's going to retire it.
No, I don't think you should ever retire that set. That thing will be going on for another couple of years if you keep it in good shape.
Yeah, that's right. I never done nothing to it. I didn't have to buy no tube, no nothing for it. I think it did a good job. It took a pretty good beat.
You weren't telling me, huh? Yeah, that thing's really percolating. Boy, you must have... Boy. Boy, those tubes, man. I don't know. Those tubes are pretty good tubes. pushing out that through your audio. And I'll put some, that's really making you put out pretty good. You probably got a little bit bigger one, you know, because the cover is set bad.
Yeah. Like they say in England, the old bottles are really putting out.
Yeah, right.
And you'll follow the thief over there.
I think I'm getting static from the rain hitting my antenna. Are you, Ed?
No, I don't hear no static, but there's someone in the background. I don't know what channel he's on, but I think he was trying to break for somebody, but I don't know what channel he's on. I don't think he's on this channel.
Now, wait, I think there's a break for you, Ray. Go ahead, break. Go, break. Yeah, E.G. is somebody out there shouting you. Took him up there. I heard him real faint.
Yeah, I heard. I heard somebody, but I can't pick him up. I got my scrubs at
I think that, yeah, come on back, that guy out there. Come on back. What's your handle? Rascal? Is that Rascal Love Bug?
Yeah, you don't sound like the Rascal Love Bug. I don't know, for some reason you don't sound like him, but probably so. I don't know. I haven't heard you for quite a while. Sound like someone from the Yonkers?
I don't know, man. That sounds like the old Rascal to me. Hey, Rascal, what's your 40? Yeah, it's 10-4. You're going by GW Bridge. Whew, that is far. Yeah, what, you gonna come around here by Corston? Yeah, 10-4 along. Yeah, you pick it up with EZ there. I'm just gonna be standing by. No. So you pick him up, EZ.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good shot from there, but he's coming in with a little low audio there. I don't know, maybe it's the weather, maybe I'm in a little direction, Roger.
Today, the last one, the love boat's on the by.
Yeah, Rascal, but come on in. I got a cop on you, but you're a little on the with you. I don't know. What happened?
Yeah, 10-4 there, E.G. at the base. Yeah, how's the cop on this Rascal?
You went very good, very good.
Yeah, 10-4. What are we doing on your meter?
Hey, I'm about a 7.
Yeah, 10-4 there. Yeah, we're running alligator over here, Red. We're running alligator. We got our shoes on.
Ah, oh, you gotta have shoes on, otherwise your rig will burn up.
Yeah, 10-4 there. We got some shoes on.
I think there's a breaker in there. There's a breaker in there, Rascal. Well, there's a breaker in there. I don't know who he's breaking for. Let him through, okay? Roger, took you later.
10-4
there,
Reed.
Okay, pick it up, Rick. Rascal,
about Rascal
and
Love Bug.
Hey,
Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, about it. Rick at the base. About it. Rick at the base.
Rascal and
Love Bug.
Yeah, this is Rick at the base. How do you copy Rascal
and
Love Bug?
Yeah, 10-4 there. Rick, how's the copy?
Oh, yeah, 10-2 all the way. You're doing an old, come on back. We'll give you an old meter reading.
10-4 there. Yeah, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Yeah, you're doing a 20 on our meter.
Is that better than Ed?
No, my meter's loose. My meter's loose.
Yeah, 10-4 there. Okay. 10-4, I'm gonna be picking up with EG again.
Check it, 10-4.
How about it easy at the base?
The Roscoe Moore bugs on the barn. Yeah, okay, at the base. Right back to you, Roscoe. You've got a solid copy there, and you're coming through all the hatch. There's a little in the background, but you're coming right through. There's no problem with
Roger. Yeah, 10-footer EG. How's the audio?
The audio is a little low, a little low. Somebody climbed over here that time. Sound for Lehigh, Lehigh. That's a guy in Jersey City or Newark, I think, Roger.
Yeah, 10-footer, E.T. Yeah, well, this rascal over here. But a George Washington Bridge is going into Manhattan. We're going over the George Washington Bridge and going into Manhattan.
Yeah, you in a mobile now? You in a mobile?
10-4, but we got our linear, Ed. We got our linear, so that's why we're making it back to you so far.
Yeah, well, I have a linear amplifier, Ed. That's why I'm coming in good. Right now, we're over here going on the George Washington Bridge, and we're going on the Cross Bronx Expressway. Check. I know we are, yeah. Well, they're doing a good job over in that area because after you get over the bridge, you start to lose somebody when where I am at. But I don't know. You got no problem with the night. It must be the rain.
Yeah, 10-footer, E.G. Yeah. Yeah, we're here by Cross Bronx Expressway crossing University Avenue in the Bronx.
Yeah, that's by Natick. Isn't that Roger?
What was that?
Is that over there the Coliseum over there in the park?
Roger. No, negative
there, E.G. Rascal
over here is, I'm over here by Crotona Park.
Oh, Crotona Park. Yeah, I used to hear a lot of fellas years ago, well, not years ago, but a few years back, I used to hear a lot of fellas talking in there from Crotona Park, but I don't hear.
Yeah, 10-4 there. Wait a minute. We got a breaker out there. Pick it up, break.
20.
Hey, yeah, 10-4, you're by the what? The Bronx Zoo? 10-4, you're at Bronx Zoo Station. Yeah, give E.G. a shout. Give Ed from Clifton a shout. E.G., listen, the Blue Jay over there and by the Bronx Zoo is going to give you a shout. See if you get a copy on him. Okay?
Yeah, check. Come on in, Boo Jay. I'll stand by for you. Come on in.
How about an E.G. out there in the base? How about an E.G. in the base? You got a copy? E.G.? How about an E.G. out there? You got a copy on the Blue Jay? How about an E.G.?
Blue Jay copy. I can't get a copy on Blue Jay. There's someone in there now. Coming them up. I don't know.
Frog's Neck Bridge.
How about it?
From the car and that brake, but someone's trying to hang one on me.
How about it?
He's not getting far.
Dude, that Joe.
No problem there, but there's somebody trying to hang one on me, but from that story, Queen, you don't.
Dude, Joe, from Little Shell Park.
What's on phone?
Same as when you're in prison.
Tell me what channel.
And if you're aware.
What channel are you going to do Joe on?
Oh, yeah. By the truck and the bridge, I usually don't have a problem. Over.
Yeah, time for you, E.G. We cranked up the old linear over here. And we're going to be playing 73. We're over here in the Flushing and the Queens. We're over here in Flushing and the Queens, and we're going to be crossing the bridge. So 73!
Yeah, 73 is a safe ball field, and keep your hands on the wheel.
Station, come on. Yeah, I just came back from downstairs. Yeah. Who are you talking to now? Is Rick, you talking to Rick?
That was
Joe in Rochelle Park.
Bronx there. Oh. And there's somebody else shot me. I don't know who, but go ahead.
This is the Pennsylvania New York borderline station. How are we making it to you? Come on.
Joe in Rochelle Park.
You did a good job all the way from
there. You got a 500
watt linear. That, but
with back guns.
If you're near Hot Point there, you'll get by, right?
Here we are running stock guns, and a linear. How are we sounding?
You're bombing me. You really got me almost pinned up a meter there. And if you are the fella that I talked to before about a point there, you're really doing a wonderful job. You're really bombing through tonight.
Turn four, I want to say threes, and maybe I'll pick it up to you again later. All right, threes.
Yeah, threes, and thanks for the show, and thanks for the kill, so over. Go ahead, Brick.
Yeah,
thanks for the
team for the station out there. Yeah, nice talking to you. Oh, well.
Yeah, 73 there,
Joe. Actually, I don't have 18. Yeah, I know.
That's a
Terry. Yeah, E.D. Yeah. Hey, Rick, did you forget to thank the other guy for the Q-So out there? I did.
Well, thanks for the Q-So, whatever his name is. What's his name, Joe?
I think it was.
Check. What was he hitting you with on the meter?
Oh, he's doing about five.
Check.
He was doing better than you on the meter.
Kidding.
That's right. I mean it. You got about two.
Do Joe in Rochelle Park.
Sure. Of course he did, man. With a linear, of course he's good, man. 500 watt. Woo! With stacked big guns, yeah.
Really had an audio there, though, huh?
Dude Joe in Rochelle Park.
Audio.
Hey, you want to hear audio?
No, I mean, from out there, you did a good job. I can hear you all right now. Don't bust my ears.
Put up the old... Hey, I think there is somebody
shutting.
Go ahead.
Copy. Ed, you got a copy?
Yeah, 10-4 is a good copy on here.
Oh, here for Mars. We're from Mars. How is this spaceship putting out?
Yeah, the man from Mars. Well, the man from Mars a long time ago was in there. But I don't know what you think, guy. I just think you're using his handle.
Negative. We are really from Mars. Yeah, we're gonna have to say 73 because my spaceship is double parked. So we'll say 73, Ed.
Patriot, and thanks for the shot there. And I know.
Do Joe Rush your part.
So, anyway, that doesn't mean anything, but you did a good job.
Ed, was he really from Mars? Didn't sound like Mars.
Yeah, that's...
Go to 1-1.
Oh, the Martian. Oh, I thought he was from Mars. Oh, sure. Mars.
He was doing an 11 on my meter. An 11.
That's right, the little green giant.
How about it? Hey, where'd the old Black Knight go, Ed?
He's in there somewhere. He was just over there.
I'm going to go down to 11, see if I can find him. I'll be right back. How about it, Joe from Rochelle Park? How about it? Black Knight.
Joe from East Patterson, you're out there, Joe. Patterson.
Find him.
It's Saturn. Get up to channel 19, Saturn.
There's
what's his name? Mars. Mars, meet Jupiter.
Hi, Jupiter.
How about it, Black Knight? Black Knight.
This is Pluto commanding you to come with me. I will use your intelligence to become invincible.
What? Yeah, you're smart. You sound like
it.
Go!
We heard a good buddy out there was bombing in. Could you give me some assistance there?
Yes. You are doing a 15. Is that Uranus or is that Neptune?
This is Mary up here, up on the moon.
Oh, 10-4. Over.
How about that other station in there? Hey, how about that Ed? Ed, do you have a copy on Mary on Mars?
Yeah, we got a copy on. Yeah, hey, coming through okay.
Yeah, how am I hitting you?
Very good, very good.
Oh, yeah, you get my cousin out there on Jupiter?
Check.
This is Jupiter, who are you?
Pluto, I am ruler of Pluto.
I predict it's going to snow tonight on Earth. I predict it will snow tonight on Earth.
Here's Neptune.
No.
over, and over. Who is that, Pluto?
This is Pluto, ruler of the galaxy.
I'm on 16 years flashing.
I think I heard somebody bombing it with 100 milliwatts. I think that was our famous ED. How about it, ED? You got a copy on us? You got a copy on us? Check.
Yeah, put it on 100 milliwatts now. 100 times.
Yeah, you're still doing a, instead of a pin, you're doing a 30 now. You're doing a 30. I think you better get up to 5 watts, because I'm starting to hear an actual hexadine in the back of you.
Hey, everybody, flashing,
you better get up to the high power, better get up to the higher power. We could, we have a kind of a hard time making you out. We're not used to you being that low. We have to actually turn the squelch down a little. If I could ever get my meter to go back, man, you almost popped it right out of this set. And with that audio, I had to turn the volume down.
Yeah, check. I put it back up on 5.
Check. Oh, boy. Hey, did you look out the window lately, Ed?
No, I didn't, but I heard a big drummer boy in there just before.
How about it, E.D.?
Yeah, and if you want a real surprise, you heard that Mary on the mood. She predicted something outside. Take a look outside.
Hey, Rick, how come you're doing a bad job? You're only doing me with a 10.
I don't know. Serious?
No, wait a minute. I did my match doing about 16 or 17. What's your match?
I'll tell you a minute. Oh, wow, tough one. Wow-wee! Holy smokes! Oh my... It's about a 4-1.
Oh, no wonder. You usually do about a 25. You're doing about a 16. I swear, man, you are low, and I mean low. Even Ned's antenna isn't even that low. Boy.
Yeah, you're a little on the low side too, I guess. But you could correct your match a little better than I can. Wow, 4-1. But I get Ed even better. I guess that makes it better. Hey, did you hear Joe in there before?
No, Joe who?
Joe in Rochelle Park.
The next time I hear Joe in Rochelle Park, I think I'm going to go to Rochelle Park and slam his head, because I heard him one night swearing at Ed and mocking him out at ED out there. Just yelling at him, swearing at him and everything. Right, Ed?
Yeah, Pat.
I'll do you a favor. Me and a couple of friends, me and Rick, we're going to go over there and smash that Joe's head. Don't need any dirty rocks on a channel like that.
15.
We don't need any of those rats, Joe. I hope Joe's listening right now. I'm going to rip his antenna down permanently.
I know. We're going to go up there. We're going to take a knife and cut his head off.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's let him live in agony.
Okay, we're going to put him in front of a CB set and turn it on channel 23 and blast it. I don't know, did you hear him in there though today? I thought I heard him.
Well, that wouldn't be the person who's on channel 12 before, would it?
I don't know.
No, that's the only person I heard from Rochelle Park today.
Check. Yeah, because somebody's just swearing at all these D. I don't like them to do that, smack their head in.
I'd ask Marlon to come along, but he might get beat up by, Pin Shack, so,
Yeah, isn't Myron on tonight, though? I thought he's on his channel monitoring all the time.
I don't know. And Myron?
Nice too.
Yeah, Myron is right around a couple blocks away from me, so that's why he should be doing about the same as me on Ed's meter. I think he lives down by Grove Street around there.
Yeah, what number?
I don't know. I'll call him a couple minutes. He might be on then.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe my match is so high. I'm serious. I'm pushing out 5.25. I'm pinning my meter.
Your RF meter?
Yeah. Wow, I never saw this meter go so high. It's up to about a 40 on the S units and on 5.25 on the RF. My noise level is very low, so my match is way off. Did you look outside? Oh, it's snowing.
The 10th? In April?
Well, take a look out the window.
Holy God, man. April,
6th,
and it's still snowing?
Woohoo!
Holy God.
Yeah, I hope it clears up before my Easter vacation. Man, that's beat. Well, that's what Mariana Mood said, right?
Yeah. I didn't think it'd ever snow in April. Jeez.
I don't know. If you remember last Easter vacation we had, I was up in PA then. We had about a foot of it. We had a foot up there. I got stuck up there for a full week, and you had about 6 inches down here. Why is that the snow? Well, I hope it gets it all over with before long vacation.
Oh, man. Mercy! I hate snow like that. Oh, man, an April yet.
It won't be a lot. Maybe we'll get off of school.
Oh, because of snow. Oh, God.
Yeah, sure.
Snow in April. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think we're leaving old E.D. out in the distance there. I don't want him to get tired of listening to us talk, so we'll let him put his words in. Yeah, check E.D. How about it? You still on the channel, Rick?
Yeah, I just looked out the window, and the ground is covered with snow. I just looked out there. Yeah, it's snowing pretty good.
Yeah, check. Oh, what could I say, though? You gotta listen to them people on the moon. They would know what they're talking about.
Dr. Steve.
Crazy.
You're right. Did you look outside?
Yeah. And April yet. Oh. No, Rick's only doing about 15, and what's the, and your meter's doing 15 too. He's, you know, his matches, it's past the 3-1 mark.
Woo! All right, Raj, we're gonna say 3. Maybe we'll pick up what you got later, okay?
3.
Sure, baby.
2 weeks.
Oh, Rick, man, I thought you were, I don't know what you did, man. I thought you were on a channel or something. Oh, 15. Wait, give me a channel. I want to see if you splash one.
Man, I never saw, I think my match is terrible now. It's way over 3-1. It's way in the red. It's about halfway in the red right now. And I bet I'm about 50 ohms off in the impedance. And I'll probably burn all the finals out and everything. I'm probably doing a rotten job. How about it?
You just about make it to 17. You used to make it, you know, fairly good at 17. You know, I used to hear you fairly good.
Yeah,
you're just about making it.
Yeah, my antenna's got snow in it.
You're coming in for it. I think you're more of a solid channel on there now. I think you're on a channel somewhat solid because my meter's reading that way.
Ed, he's low. If you ever hear Rick on a real dry day, he does good.
Yeah, but he's still got the solid standard wave ratio on my.
He's got the meter right there. You know, he's looking at it.
Yeah, but don't forget this, though. Ed has a real good receiver, you know, better than yours or mine, so he'll get me louder than we get him and everything.
Yeah, I'm
Switch. Now, advanced kids, yes. Come on.
Go, Breaker 1-4. Go! Hey, Pete. If you're looking for Marion, she's on 16.
I'm not.
You know what you're doing without a matchbox? 9.5. That's how bad the match is right now. And I want to see my... You know what my match is, Rick?
What?
It's in between the 3-1 and the 6.
Yeah, that's what mine is. You're doing about a 9.
What am I doing exactly? I'll give you a dead one.
Exactly a 9.
How about me, Rick?
A little below your usual. You're doing a little below a 10.
Oh, God,
the
noise is killing me.
Yeah, my noise is, you know, I got some kind of static, a little bit of static. But I don't know, it's because I got my noise on, I got my squelch up and everything. But I'm in exactly in the middle of the SW wall where it says 3 and the set position.
Yeah, mine says, you see where in between, on the bottom scale where field strength is, in it's in between the 3.5 and the 4 watts.
Yeah, that's what about mine is.
Oh, that's about a 4.5 to 1. About 4 to 1, man. That is bad. I'm putting this matchbox on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's the worst my match has ever been. I'm pinning my meter. Wow, I never saw this meter pinned. It's not exactly pinned. I think it goes a little noisy. No, I'm getting downward on it now. I'm practically pinned. Let me see if it's hitting down there. Yeah, I think I'm practically at the end of the red, up around the 40. So, that's the highest this meter's ever been and since I had it.
Goodbye, Greg. It's over,
Greg.
Hey, Rich.
That's
4. Hey, Greg, are you hitting you with on your meter there?
You're doing about 7.25, and I got a 4.5 to 1 SWR, so don't worry.
Dennis.
Oh, wow, man.
Dennis system.
Yeah, come on back. Stand by, Black Knight. Come on back, Elliot.
What are you doing to your Dennis system?
Hi, Rich.
They're stepping on you. Every time the moisture comes, it gets on my antenna. And when it's not moist, it goes back down to about a 1.5 to 1.
I got a 1 to 1.2 when I'm on wet, and when I'm on dry, I don't know what I got, but you better check out your antenna. The mine's getting blown all over the place.
I hit your antenna?
Okay, my antenna and flashed to the ground.
How do you know it hit it?
I can tell, it went right down the wall.
I don't have a ground for this,
I don't know. I opened my shades. I could barely see it out of them. But if that's like straight lightning, I advise you, if you don't got a ground, not to transmit or even receive. Because my neighbor's TV got pretty messed up a couple of years ago, burned out practically all his power supply. So I can imagine how that could do to a rig. But I think it's just heat lightning. It's anything to worry about the lightning, because you'd hear the thunder if it was really straight lightning. And if that hit your antenna, I don't think your set would hold out.
For
Ed, go ahead.
Oh, man, Rick, you're doing a 9.5 from the usual 25.
With the meter on?
That's what.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, as long as I'm making it to you, that's all that counts. Your noise level's probably kind of low, too, because mine is. I just got a little static. That might be from the little motor.
That's funny, man. Huh. I got a 7 noise level. He's doing a 9, 9.5. Oh, God.
Oh, well. Now, by tomorrow afternoon, this thing should be back to its normal, whatever I did. Yeah.
Ed.
Yeah, you talk to Ed for a while. We're going to take a standby.
Give me a count, Ed.
Channel
17. Believe it or not.
Well, I'll have an opinion on any channel on this here single conversion because my dad will have an opinion on it.
Yeah, single conversion. What's that? Ed, what's conversion? Triple conversion.
The only one makes a triple conversion that I know of. I think there's some other one too, but it's the Courier that makes a triple conversion.
So? I don't know, man. Whew. You're coming to sell. Listen to Rick. Rick, you've got a shout. Scott, listen, see how low he is. I swear, he's about here. Rick!
Went off.
Man, he's just about 25. He's doing about not even a 10.
Took a standby.
I swear, if it wasn't for my matchbox, whew, I wouldn't be getting nowhere. The same as usual. Most of the locals, like, you know, like you and Bill and all that, they come in not too much worse, you know? You know, you usually do a 15 on a meter, one channel down, you're doing about a 9. You went down, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if it wasn't for this match, man. Like, right now, I got a 1-to-1 match. But if I don't have the matchbox in there, I got a 4-to-1. Oh, even a 2-to-1 isn't that good. A 4-to-1 match. Wow, that thing's off the scale. It's like in the red, but you can tell it's like a 4-to-1, you know? Hey, his set is not too much more, you know, powerful, but it is, you know, better set.
Go ahead, Parker. Go ahead, pick it up, bud. Pick it up, bud.
Yeah, Ed, wait, Scott, Ed just went right over you. Come on back at that again.
Ford Phil's saying that his rig is just good as that 25
thing. No, you're kidding. A $60 set against a $150 set? I doubt it. It'd be a little bit lower because Bill messed around with it. But, you know, peed on the ground playing and all that, you know. He's doing good.
Bigger.
Yeah, now what's Bill got? Tunable receive to a 23-channel crystal control, a meter, fine...
A breaker.
range boost. I said,
break or
regular? You know? I even take myself.
Break.
That's ridiculous.
Break or
regular? Don't say, that was funny when I heard that. Mine's like an average looking set, I guess, but his piece is like dialing on it, you know?
Break.
And, you know, he's got the, what you call it, the DC cord and Privacom connector.
Break.
What else is that? The bracket for mobile, like, you know, use it for.
Break.
It's nice, you know?
Break.
Go!
We're gonna have to chop out of here for a while. If you're gonna be in there about 10 o'clock, we'll catch you then. 10-4, check.
Check over. Door 10, over.
Yeah, check. Check. Where's ED? Hey, ED.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to put up the audio more, and then I'll give you a slow count, see how you feel. It's all right. I'll put it up now. And what is the meter read now? Is it moving? You know what, when I got it on a more power there, it was
much. Yeah, your audio's too loud, Ed. You blew my speaker out. You're ripping it to shreds. But you're putting a nice signal in. You're putting in a good signal. So we're going to say 73 to you guys. You're going to be in LA. We'll catch you then. We gotta go do a couple things, put some stuff up on the walls and all that. Cemeteries.
Yeah, Rick, I swear, man, I don't know. If that was you just coming out with somebody else, I wouldn't know it's you.
Well, now you know.
Oh, man, that's quite a 10. Okay, 73s.
Yeah, 73. 73s, ED.
Yeah, 73s, and I'll catch you around. Come out of here.
What? Check, okay. Jeez, this whole base is gonna be gone. 10-7, check.
Yeah, come on back. Okay, 3's Rick. Yeah, Scott. Okay, we're gone at 11. Okay, we're gonna catch you later, Red.
That's it.
Okay, go.